The Advent season is all about looking forward, anticipating the celebration of the arrival of the long-awaited Messiah. Advent is about waiting. We may have heard our kids or grandkids say, "I can't wait for Christmas." We may have said that ourselves. Some of us couldn't wait to put up our Christmas decorations or listen to Christmas carols. And some people who shall remain nameless started listening to Christmas music in July. But the reality is, half the fun of Christmas is the eager anticipation. One of my favorite Christmas stories is that of a young boy whose eager anticipation got the best of him. It's the story of Wally Perling. For some time now, whenever Christmas programs are talked about in a certain little town in the Midwest, someone is sure to bring up the name of Wallace Perling. Wally's performance in the school Christmas program years ago is still talked about to this very day. Wally was 9 years old that year and in the second grade. He should have been in fourth grade, but everyone knew Wally had trouble keeping up with the other kids. His mind worked a little slower than the minds of other kids. Wally was big, he was clumsy, and still, Wally was well-liked by the other children in his class, all of whom were smaller than he. Wally was a helpful boy, always smiling, always willing to lend a hand to others, especially those who were smaller and younger than he. If some of the older boys would not allow the younger kids to play ball with them, it would be Wally who would step in and say, "Come on, can't they play with us? They're not bothering anyone." Well, Wally really hoped that he could play the shepherd in the Christmas play because the shepherd got to play a flute. But Miss Lombard, the play's director, had a more important role in mind. Because he was so much bigger than the other kids, she thought he would make the perfect innkeeper. She could just picture Wally folding his arms across his chest and saying, "No, there is no room in the inn." And so it happened that the usual large crowd gathered to watch the town's yearly Christmas play of woolen robes and taped-on beards and cardboard crowns and squeaky voices. None of the children in the play was more excited about it than Wally Perling. It had been said that that night, Wally stood off stage watching the play with such fascination that from time to time, Miss Lombard had to make sure he didn't wander onto stage before it was time. Well, then the time came when the little boy playing Joseph appeared, slowly, gently guiding Mary to the door of the inn. Wally stood behind the door waiting. Joseph knocked on the wooden door. "What do you want?" Wally said as he opened the door. "We seek a place to stay," answered Joseph. "Seek it elsewhere," Wally said as he stared straight ahead. "The inn is filled." "Sir," Joseph said, "we have asked everywhere for a place to stay. We have traveled far and are very tired." Wally continued to look straight ahead. "There is no room for you in this inn." "Please, good innkeeper," Joseph pleaded. "This is my wife, Mary. She is going to have a baby, and she needs a place to rest. Surely you must have some small corner for her. She is so tired." Now, for the first time, Wally the innkeeper looked at Mary. With that, there was a very long pause. The audience began to grow uncomfortable with the silence. "No, be gone," Miss Lombard whispered from offstage. There were a few more seconds of silence. "No, be gone," Wally finally said. He then watched as Joseph sadly placed his arm around Mary. She laid her head upon her husband's shoulder, and the two of them began to slowly move away. But Wally the innkeeper did not return inside the inn. He couldn't take his eyes off of Joseph and Mary. His mouth was open as if he was about to say something. His eyes filled with tears. And suddenly, this Christmas program became different from all the others. "No, don't go!" Wally called out. "Bring Mary back!" Then Wally Perling's face grew into a huge smile and he gushed, "You can have my room!" Now, some people in that little Midwest town thought the Christmas program had been ruined. Yet there were others, many others, who thought this was the best Christmas program they had ever seen. 9-year-old Wally Perling said there was no room in the inn for baby Jesus. But he made it clear to everyone that night that Jesus was welcome in his heart. How about you? That same Jesus stands at your door and he asks, "Is there room? Is there room in your heart for me? Is there room in your schedule for me? Is there room in your life for me?" You know, one of the traditions of Christmas is the giving of gifts. And I remember as a child finding gifts under the tree with my name on them and finding it almost impossible to wait until Christmas morning to open them. But now imagine if you were handed a gift on Christmas morning and you never opened it. I mean, sure, you were appreciative that someone thought enough of you to buy you something. You just never found out what it was. It may have been incredibly useful to you. It may have brought great joy to your heart. It may have been the very thing that you needed most in your life, but you never found out because you never opened it. Friends, this is how many people experience Christmas. I mean, they enjoy the Christmas season, the lights, the carols, the festive gatherings of family and friends, but they are missing out on what is most important because their hearts aren't open. They have not accepted the one whose birth is celebrated. Now, still others believe in him, but only in their heads. I mean, they may give him their time. They may go to church every Sunday. They may pray and read the Bible. They may give him their time. They may even give him some of their money or some of their talents. But they haven't given him the very thing he desires most. They haven't given him their hearts. So the true gift of Christmas, given to us from God himself, remains unopened. I mean, our name is on the tag, but we have yet to fully experience and appreciate God's precious, incredibly valuable gift to us. Friends, if that is you, Jesus himself welcomes you today at this very moment to open your hearts to him, as 9-year-old Wally Perling did, to discover for yourself the unconditional love, the unquenchable hope, the inconceivable peace, the inexpressible joy that that little baby in the manger came to give to you. Friends, he came so that we would experience his love, a love unlike any other love, a love that is completely without condition, a love that accepts us just as we are. We live in a world with human love where we attach strings. Jesus doesn't offer love like that. He freely gives his sacrificial love to us so that we will experience it, so that we will see ourselves differently as worthy, valuable children of the King. That little baby came to give us the gift of hope, Now we hear that word hope, and we think of wishful thinking, cross your fingers kind of hope. That is not the kind of hope that he offers. He offers hope that is confident expectation that he will do what he said he was going to do. It's a hope when life seems hopeless. It's a hope that says, I will always be there for you. I will always be enough for you. And I have a home waiting for you. And I can't wait until you're here with me. That little baby in the manger came to give us peace. Don't we all want that? We live in such a busy, stress-filled world. We experience all kinds of difficult circumstances in our lives. Some of us may be dealing with them this morning, whether that's finances or marital issues, family problems, addictive behaviors. And yet, in his word, Jesus says, I have come to give you peace that the world can't possibly understand. I give you peace that won't wear off by morning. I give you peace that your mind cannot even comprehend. A peace that says to you, no matter what you are going through, my friend, I've got this. I've got this. There is nothing that you and me together can't handle. That's the peace that baby came to bring. And he came to give us joy. Joy that is unfazed by the problems we may face in our lives. Joy that shines through even when our hearts ache. The Bible tells us that our strength is what? It's the joy of the Lord. It's what gives us strength. It's what helps us move on even when we want to quit. Even when we want to give up, it's a joy that says a better day is coming because my Jesus promised that. And he has never broken a promise and he never will. We have joy that exceeds any problems we could ever face. My friends, if you came here this morning without the gifts that baby came to bring, it is my prayer that you don't leave here without the gifts that he came to bring, because they have your name on them. He offers us what we need the most. May every heart prepare him room. Let's pray. Oh Lord Jesus, how thankful we are for the gifts that you came to give. Peace that calms our souls in the face of adversity. Hope that one day we will live in the light of your presence, love's pure light. Love that will never let us go, and joy that can't be stripped away by difficult circumstances. Lord Jesus, may there be room in our lives for you. In your precious name we pray. Amen.